into English, and he went to Oxford at age 17 and won 2 awards for his poetry. He was appointed Bishop of Calcutta in 1823. He worked so hard at that, he had a stroke, and he passed at age 57. And, no, he didn't pass at 57. He wrote 57 hymns that we sing today. So let's raise is in Genesis 16. And she was running from her maidservant Sarah. And she was scared. And she was alone. And she ran. And she gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her at the moment she feared the most. You are the God who sees me. For she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. Sees you. He is the God who sees. You have Moses in Exodus 3. He is shepherding the flock in the wilderness. And he ends up at Mount Sinai. The mountain of God. And he sees a burning bush and says, here am I. The call on his life in the wilderness. We have Elijah, who in 1 Kings 19, he was running from the threats of Jezebel. He was focused on the conditions of that. She was a wicked queen, and she had threats. The military at her disposal, and he's overwhelmed, and he sits under a tree, and yet an angel prepares him food to be eaten and nourished. And he was the lowest. Horatio Spafford, as you've heard the name, because he has written the song, It Is Well With My Soul. He was a successful attorney and a real estate investor who lost a fortune in the Great Fire of Chicago. Around the same time, he lost his beloved four-year-old son to scarlet fever. He put his family on a ship to England, and his four daughters drowned. And yet, he wrote, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like a sea thou roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. And the last verse, and Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. In the midst of heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak, he found the peace of God. And it reminds me of a verse in Psalms 91:4. This is for all of us. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. What is your wilderness? What wilderness do you bring here this morning? Because as we've learned from Scripture, he is the God who sees. And so I thought, oh, he's working in the yard, my perfect opportunity. The Joseph A. Smith or Banks or whatever that store is, was having buy two, get one free or something like that. So I thought, I'm going to sneak away and get his Christmas. And when I came back, he was laying on the floor, face down like this. And I thought, maybe his back hurt, so I shook him. I said, Brad, does your back hurt? What are you doing? and she said,